Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, it is a joy to sit with you and your Word and to learn what you have for us to know about you and your ways and your Son, Jesus Christ. Teach us today by your Holy Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is The Lord Prepared a Gourd. And it's taken from Jonah chapter 4 and verse 6. When the Lord spared the city of Nineveh after declaring through Jonah that he would destroy it, Jonah complained in prayer and made himself a temporary booth outside the city to see what would happen to it. In chapter 4 and verse 6 of this prophecy, we see the Lord prepare a gourd to give Jonah some shade from his grief, where we read, "And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd." The verse begins, "And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah that it might be a shadow over his head." The writer began with the words, "and the Lord," which refers to Jehovah or Jehovah, who is the existing one and the proper name for the one true God. God, who is the ruler, judge, and divine one, prepared, or he counted, reckoned, numbered, assigned, told, and appointed a gourd, which means a castor oil plant or a bottle gourd, and made it to come up or ascend and climb over Jonah, above and higher than the one whose name means dove, that it might be a shadow or a shade for protection over his head, which refers to the top and utter part of Jonah's body. Even though Jonah was pouting about God's decision for Nineveh, the Lord made a gourd to grow over him for shade. The verse goes on to say, "to deliver him from his grief." So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. The writer continued, "to deliver," or snatch away, deliver, rescue, and save him, which refers to Jonah, from his grief, or from the bad, evil, disagreeableness, malignancy, and unpleasant experience that Jonah had. So Jonah, or dove, was exceeding glad, which means largely, intensively, loudly filled with joy, mirth, gaiety, pleasure, and rejoicing of the gourd, or the castor oil plant, or bottle gourd. The simple covering of the shade from the gourd made Jonah a happy, happy man. When we consider the words in this verse, we see the Lord's care and concern for Jonah, even though Jonah was upset with him. God cares for people even when they are mad at him and do not get their way. Jesus Christ came to the earth to save sinners from their pernicious and evil ways. And when people are angry at him for any reason, it does not alter his compassion for him, for them. By this small gourd, Jonah was made happy by the Lord. What does the Lord need to do for us that will make us rejoice? Perhaps as we think on these things, we will find ourselves in some shelter of the Lord. And if we do, may we understand he's with us and able to supply relief even when we do not know it is he that is providing it. Next time, we see the Lord prepare a worm that destroys the gourd. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In Jesus' name, as you continue to study his word.